99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Horror Week. Your ghost stories. Your dark, unexplained, spooky stories. All this week on 99.7 DJX.
Kate got one real good. She said, when my niece was about 4 years old, she came over to our house and played with an imaginary person named Isabella the entire night. When my sister got her in the car, she said, did you bring Isabella with you in the car? She said, no, I kept her at Aunt Kate's house. And then I went to get coffee the next morning. The lady in the drive-thru's name tag said Isabella.
Oh.
Totally freaked me out.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang. Okay, April, what is your story?
So, this actually happened at my aunt's house a few years ago. I'd stay the night over at her house, and before that, she had told me that she had been seen, black, shadowy-looking figure in her room, and it would happen every night, but it would just kind of come and go, and, like, things would happen, like her cabinet doors would come open, and she would think that it was her daughter, like, playing a prank on her.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird things like that. So I'd stay the night. I slept with the door open, and I have to sleep with the TV on. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and there was this, like, shadowy black figure in the doorway. And it was like floating almost, like there was no eyes, no nothing to it. So I kind of just closed my eyes, like I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I like closed my eyes and I was like, maybe I'm just dreaming. And I opened them and it was coming towards me. And I couldn't scream, like I couldn't do anything. I was like frozen.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of just hovered there. And I couldn't do anything. I couldn't see anything. And then it finally just kind of like, it's like it backed up and then it just was gone. So, like, I waited for a few minutes and then I finally got up and, like, looked in the hallways. I didn't see anything. And I, you know, woke my aunt up and I was like, I'm going home.
I'm out. I'm going home. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. It is your haunted stories, your ghost stories.
Miranda's got a real quick one.
Okay.
When my daughter was a baby, she was in a bassinet. When I woke up one morning, her bassinet was turned the complete opposite direction.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Her toys would randomly go off, and she would always look in the same corner and coo and scream at it.
Oof.
I lost a baby before her, so sometimes I believe it was him.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. We always love diving into these every Halloween season here on 99.7 DJX.